The Venice Film Festival is underway, and as usual, it's a hotbed of offerings from directors such as the Coen brothers and Damien Chazelle, who made La La Land. There's also going to be the premiere of a movie almost 50 years in the making from a director who died more than three decades ago. Mega clue there. It's Orson Welles. What's being called the last film from Welles gets its day in the sun in Venice. Contributor Andrew Lapin has more.
In 1974, the celebrated director of Citizen Kane told the BBC's Michael Parkinson about the new movie he hoped to finish very soon. He called it
The Other Side of the Wind, which is about a lot of which has been filmed.
That's wishful thinking on Welles' part. The Other Side of the Wind got caught up in legal battles and political turmoil for the next four decades, and existed only as legend. Specifically, how one of our most brilliant and temperamental directors went out into the Arizona desert with a bunch of his friends to make a movie that would tear down the entire cult of personality around film directors, until the universe conspired to take it away from him and keep his team from finishing it. Here's Welles again describing the plot.
It's about the last day in the life of an old movie director.
Oh, yes.
An older movie director than I am. Okay. Everybody will think it's autobiographical, but it's not.
The old movie director is Jake Hannaford, played by real director John Huston. He's throwing a lavish birthday party for himself in his mansion, but his attempt at a comeback movie is falling apart, along with his reputation. One scene shows a meeting between Jake and his young protege, played by real-life Welles protege Peter Bogdanovich. A film critic confronts them about their shifting powers in the industry, while paparazzi cameras surround them like a Roman Colosseum.
Did you know that when his own production company goes public, that your friend there stands to walk away with $40 million?
Yeah, she's going to say that I'm just going to keep on writing that I stole everything from you, Skipper. I'm never going to walk away from that.
Well, it's all right to borrow from each other. What we must never do is borrow from ourselves. Come on.
Welles shot the movie on and off for 6 years. But he was so broke he had to pay his cinematographer with his Oscar statue from Citizen Kane. He claimed one of his producers embezzled money from the production, and another producer was Mehdi Bashiri, brother-in-law to the Shah of Iran. So when the Iranian Revolution hit, the funding became jeopardized, and the unfinished negatives were locked away in a vault in Paris. They were still there when Welles died in 1985. After a legal battle over who owned the rights was settled, Netflix agreed last year to fund the restoration and editing of the film, clearing a path to its release. When it premieres this week, The Other Side of the Wind will be the end of a saga so convoluted that Welles himself could have been directing it from his grave. In 1975, Bogdanovich described shooting a scene from the movie during an American Film Institute tribute to Welles. He could have been describing the director's entire career.
Orson was all the way across the roof with the camera, and I was at the far end, and he yelled out to me, "Peter, quick, run across the room, the roof." And I said, "Okay, Orson, why am I running across the roof?" And he said, "I'll tell you when you get here."
Will seeing The Other Side of the Wind after all these years be worth the wait? Orson Welles will tell us when we get there. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Lapin.
Orson Welles' The Other Side of the Wind opens in Venice tomorrow. It'll have its North American premiere on Saturday at the Telluride Film Festival.